Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, May 7th. Did you celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
I did.
You did?
But at night. I didn't go out during the day.
Oh, okay, good. So you didn't drink too much?
Or no, for some reason. I was like blacked out by like one.
You were blacked out
yeah,
by one?
Yeah, I was the only one sober when I met up with everybody because everybody day drank. And I was like, oh, okay, it's going to be like a laid back night. And then before I know it, by 1:30, I was spinning.
Really?
And then Sunday I was a useless piece of shit, for sure.
Ah, okay. Does that usually happen when you drink a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it kills you for the next day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like, and then you wonder, like, why do I even drink?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't drink,
mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I enjoy drinking when I go to a bar or at a party, one or two drinks.
It's nice to have, like, a glass of wine or something, but to feel sick,
right,
it's, like, not the business.
That's too much, mm-hmm. You know? And I don't like the buzz of alcohol either, you know? I'll take weed any day, but... That's just the chemicals in your body. Some
right.
people like this.
Right.
Some people like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Otherwise, how was your weekend?
Pretty boring.
Yeah?
I didn't do anything on Friday night. Didn't do anything yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Literally just did something on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really care.
Did you go out like Saturday?
Yeah, we went to a restaurant and then we went to like some rooftop bar.
Oh, yeah. That's the LA thing
to
do.
It was dead and it was boring and there was no one cute there. And I said, see ya at like 1:15 and I went home and I...
Oh, and that was at night. So it's not like you got to be in the pool or anything.
No,
huh?
Yeah. So yeah. I'm like, bye. Plus I was super drunk. I was like, I can't do this.
God.
So I walked by some of these two guys and they're like, you just walk by like you think you're the shit. I'm like, there's three type of guys when you go out. There's ones that only stare at you because they're too scared to talk to you. There's one that talk to you and they're too aggressive. Or the ones that know they have no shot in hell, so they talk shit before you even have a conversation.
Yeah, that's true, right?
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like, literally never seen you before in my life.
Yeah.
Me and my girl went to the bathroom and we were walking back. He goes, yeah, you just think you're the shit, don't you? I was like, okay,
wow.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I was like, have a good night, fucking alien.
No, that's an angry guy.
Yeah, like a guy that hasn't gotten pussy in a very long time.
Probably.
Yeah.
But just has issues with women and stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's wow. very true.
I know, that's pretty lousy.
I feel like guys that hate women are low-key gay.
No, I don't think so.
Sometimes.
I'll tell you what it is. I don't know. I just think that it's guys that have a hard time with women.
Like, just,
you know?
Can't get them?
Yeah, maybe they're frustrated, they're not meeting the right ones. I mean, women get depressed about it, guys probably just get angry, you
yeah
know?
That's true, because I mean at the end of the day nobody wants to be lonely,
right, you
or
know
by
or rejected,
mm-hmm.
You know, and guys have to deal with a lot of rejection, and I guess some people can't handle
no,
it, you know.
I don't care about rejection. I'm just like, oh well,
yeah
like I just don't care.
Yeah, but if you were a guy and you're and sex depended on it, right? And you
yeah.
wanted it badly, you do a lot of stuff and a lot of attempts.
Right.
And maybe get rejected a lot.
Right. Did I ever tell you about that Middle Eastern guy that I dated that owns the restaurants?
No.
And like every time I want to eat, I just call him and I go into his restaurant even though we hate each other.
Is that the guy you went to bed with?
I slept with him. Not the Lebanese guy.
Oh, okay. This is a different Middle Eastern.
Yeah. The only guys I've dated out here have been
Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern,
right? What is that?
I don't know. Fail. Hashtag fail. But I went to his restaurant over the weekend and I ate and we were laughing, having a good time like we normally do. And then we went into his office. Mind you, his office is like a closet. It's just like, I mean, I've had sex with him in it, but it was just like not a good feeling after, because I'm like, I just fucked a dude in a closet, because it's basically the office is a joke.
Wow.
So he's like, what, did you just come here to fucking eat? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, what do I get? I was like, my company, like, what the fuck? This is like precious time we're dealing with right now. He's like, I want my dick sucked.
So they always want the payback.
Yeah, so he's something. Like, I want my dick sucked. I go, I'm not hooking up with you in this closet. I go, if you want to hook up with me again, I want a night out. I want to go to dinner. I want to go to the club. I want you to waste money on bottles like you do with every other bitch in Los Angeles. Shit, you know? But I'm not having sex with you in this closet.
Yeah.
So he got a fucking like Sam, the worst attitude I've ever seen in my entire life. Really? And I'm like, is this motherfucker serious right now?
Did it get you? Were you scared in that little room with him like that?
No, but he locked me in there.
He locked
it. Yeah,
you in
so
there.
He left and like locked it from the outside so I couldn't get out.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, this is getting a little out of hand.
That's illegal shit.
Yeah. So he goes, I'm going to call security. I'm like, you're going to call security because you locked me in your closet? Like, how does that work? So I try to make the best out of any weird situation. So, you know, me, I'm popping jokes, like trying to get him to laugh. And he's like, you could tell he wants to laugh, but he's just got this like tough guy, like, attitude on. I go, what happened to you? I go, you're such like a loser slash nerd when I first met you. Now you're like having this attitude. So I park in the garage, but he always gives me validation tickets to leave. So he's like, I'm gonna go get your validation tickets. I'm like, okay, cool. This motherfucker left and left me in the parking lot. Mind you, the parking garage is $45 to get out.
What?
Because I wouldn't suck his dick.
Really?
Yeah. So I had to like beg this. Yeah. So I had to beg the security guard. I'm like, listen, I can't spend $45 on parking right now. Like, it just can't happen. Right. So they eventually let me out. But I was like, is this guy serious?
Wow.
Just because I didn't want to hook up. Like, I said I'd hook up with you again. Yeah. Just not in your fucking closet.
Right, right.
Like,
I'm telling you, you keep, yeah, those are fails. Yeah. Those are fails on your part, I got to tell you.
But what a dick, huh?
But you're
and
hanging
his dick
out
is
with the
so
wrong people.
Small.
But you're hanging out with the wrong people.
I know.
You know, and what does that do to your reputation? I mean, you know, like decent guys may not want to date you after that. You know?
And I'm pretty honest about everything that's happened to me, so I'll never lie about it.
Yeah, so be more, more selective.
I know.
And guys, you know, don't be easy. I'm telling you, like, listen, you can have a lot of power being a woman.
Right.
And all that stuff, you know, don't give it away, you know. Don't let guys take advantage of you. I mean, to lock you in a fucking closet, you know, a normal guy would never do that, you know. So it's the people you're hooking up with.
I know. Trust me, I know.
Yeah? So why do you do it anyway?
I was literally just hungry. My mentality was I really want the tuna and the shrimp. That's what I went in there for. So when he said, are you just here for the fucking food? I said, yeah. And he goes, it's a $20. He goes, it's a $20 meal. I go, and? It's fucking $20. If you took me to Mastro's, it'd be $200. Are you fucking kidding me? But needless to say, I got to scratch that name off my book.
Yeah.
Tuna and shrimp is not worth being locked in a closet with it.
How long were you locked in there for?
Like 15 minutes.
15 minutes. I would have been on the phone to 911 already, having people raid that motherfucking restaurant.
There's no service in the closet.
No service in the closet.
Nope. So I was literally just stuck in there. I was like, what do I even do? Like, what? I was like, literally
start
thinking
trashing
to myself,
the place.
Like, what do I do? I almost left with like a tub of like mayonnaise just because, like, fuck you.
Yeah. A tub of mayonnaise.
Because it's literally a closet, Sam. It's like where he keeps all his restaurant shit. Yeah. Mayonnaise, fucking cups. I'm like, I'm not having sex with you in here.
Right.
I'm not fucking doing it.
That's disgusting, man. What the fuck?
Yeah. He goes, I pick up your calls. I go, okay, thanks. Do you want a fucking cookie? I don't give a shit if you pick up or not.
But well, look what kind of relationship you guys have. Why did you even bother going? I don't care. You're hungry or something.
I know.
Go beg for money, but don't fucking go and open yourself up to something like that.
I know. Well, I'll never go again. I'll never talk to him again. So. Yeah.
And you got to do that with all the guys you meet. You know. Don't sell yourself short or easy because that's what's going to happen.
I know.
And then you'll be very depressed. So, yeah, you know, my weekend wasn't so, let's say, dangerous.
Yeah.
Yours was. I mean, that's pretty dangerous shit. He could have tried to rape you right there.
I know. I mean, he's a little fucking shrimp. Yeah. And he has no dick. Like, do you think I'm excited to, like, hook up with your no dick? Like, I could literally put his entire dick in my mouth without choking, which means you're a joke.
Really?
Yeah. No penis. Like, the smallest penis I've ever been with.
God. It's got to be disgusting.
That's probably why
I mean,
he's so angry.
It's
got to
be awful. Yeah, maybe that's why he's angry. Of course.
And he just knows it. And he knows I'm out of his league. Like, you're lucky I'm even at your restaurant eating right now. Period.
Is it a good restaurant, at least?
The food is amazing. It's like old. I don't even want to put his restaurant on. So
no, no, don't
name,
put it
but,
on because then
the
we'll
food
know
is really
is.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like down south, like Louisiana style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's good.
All right. So he's a Middle Eastern, but he's got like a Cajun type restaurant?
Yeah, but he's got four restaurants.
Oh,
so he's
okay.
got like a Middle Eastern one. He's got a sushi one. He's got the Louisiana type one.
Okay.
And then some like pita yeah. shit.
Okay. All right. That's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, so it was a beautiful weekend out yes. here, actually.
It was
right?
actually way too hot on Saturday.
It was hot on Saturday. Yesterday was beautiful. But, you know, you try and make an attempt to go anywhere on the weekend here. It takes you an hour just to get out of town.
Right.
It really, literally takes you an hour just to hit the highway when you get out of here. So you can't really go that many places, you know. It's just so depressing.
No.
But yesterday I went to, I thought I'd live on the edge. And I went to the Israeli Independence Day festival that they held. Israel, like, just turned 70, so they had a big celebration.
Where?
In the city in Rancho Park. I don't know if you know what that is.
I've heard of it San before, Pico, but I have no clue.
Across the street from Fox Studios.
Okay.
So that's like Century City. And
which is closer to me, I think. Because Century City is like 15 minutes for me.
Yeah, well, it was only 15 minutes for me, too. So
oh, that's not
that bad. No.
Yeah, that's not bad.
There was
at
no
all.
Traffic.
Yeah.
So we're like looking for parking, and I'm driving down a small street. And in a split second, I see this guy opening his door. I'm like, what the? And then I hit him with a mirror, the side view mirror. The passenger
You hit the
side.
Car or you hit him?
No, he opened the door, and I hit the door. With
oh,
my car.
Shit.
So he's obviously at the wrong here. You don't open your fucking door without looking first, you know, because there's not. I usually when they look at like who's at fault, they look at who could have avoided.
Right.
Accident.
Yeah.
There's no way I could have.
Yeah. No.
Not
way.
Not only that, but I have a dash cam now, so I have it all on video. But he didn't argue
that's
at
smart.
All. Those were like three young kids. He was 17.
Oh.
Based on his driver's license.
Was his door fucked up?
Yeah, a little bit. But I mean, just a dent.
Oh,
but for me
bad.
The whole fucking mirrors fell off.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's like hanging on the car now. So
oh my god, that
a couple
would that
scratches.
Would annoy me so bad.
Yeah, you know, and on my nice car and everything, and I'm really irritated. And it's the second time. I mean, somebody rear-ended me a few months ago and I had to take the car to the shop. Now I have to take it again. So that's the biggest hassle.
But
you
at
know?
Least you don't have to like it's not out of your pocket.
No,
you know
no,
I mean?
It's not out of my pocket.
Do you still
sure.
have to pay the deductible, though?
No, it's his fault.
Okay.
And in fact, they called me and they said, we'll give you money. Don't go to the insurance. So I said, okay, let me go get an estimate today.
Right.
And I'll do that, you know? So just in time for my trip over the weekend, the next weekend.
Yeah, you definitely have to fix that before you do a 5-hour drive.
Yeah, I know. So it's going to be a lot more than 5 hours, let me tell you. I'm going to be driving all over the place.
Because you're going to leave Friday, right?
No, Saturday till Monday.
Okay.
So
you should
I'm
leave like at 3 a.m.
I'm not saying where I'm going.
Yeah.
I don't like to. I don't know why. Maybe it's jinxing it. Maybe it's just
I kind of feel that, though. I feel like when you speak about stuff before it's actually happening, anything bad could happen.
Well,
so
no,
just like wait till after you go and then talk about it.
Plus, people don't need to know where I'm going.
No.
But
I would leave like Saturday
fine.
At like 3 a.m. so you beat all the traffic.
Well, it's going to be early in the morning. Yeah. But it's going to be nice. And so, yeah, I hope to have it fixed by then. And
I
hope they don't take
to.
More than one day. You know, I mean,
it's just a mirror, so it shouldn't take long.
I know, but body shops are like notoriously
it'll be
slow.
Like the full day though, like you'll drop it off
and
then you'll have no car,
right?
Yeah,
no, I'll get a rental car in the meantime,
but
no big deal. But it's just irritating. But you know what, it was three kids. It wasn't even the driver that did it, it's his friend in the back seat.
Oh.
So you know, but he was shaking, his hands were shaking too, and I thought
they were probably fucked up.
Maybe, but it didn't look like it. They looked like really good kids, but who knows?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it
you
was
just
his,
never know.
It's his parents' car, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, he's 17. And he couldn't have done anything about it. He was parked, too, you know?
Yeah.
But I told him, I said, it's okay, you know? It's fine. It happens, you know? You never know. You don't always look when you open your door.
I do out here because when you park on the side in Sherman Oaks, it's like the cars come flying by. Like even
right.
you could get squished. So
exactly.
I just wait till it's like completely nobody around and then I'll open my door.
And bike riders too, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Bike riders come out of nowhere. And I hate them. They fucking You right. don't. You're not a fucking car. Right. Stop being in the middle of the lane. It's frustrating.
But did you notice if you go down here, it says bikes can take full lane.
Oh, no.
Bikes may take full lane.
It's so aggravating.
Don't you think it's like the stupidest fucking thing?
First of all, is they're going 2 miles per hour.
Yeah. I mean, is this how you encourage biking, you know, by blocking fucking lanes for a bike? But it's ridiculous, and I've seen this in several places in California.
It's really bad. It's really bad on Laurel Canyon. I feel like there's always bike riders. I'm like, this is not the place to be riding your fucking bike.
I know. And how do they go uphill? I don't know.
Right? How do they go down at that speed?
Well, down is easy.
Yeah, but still, it's even faster when you're going down.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how to ride a bike. And even if I did, I don't envision myself finding that to be an enjoyable thing to do. Yeah. So, no, thank you.
Wow. I don't know, man. You know, it's just, yeah. But people are not, you know,
Can we just talk about how my birthday is in 11 days?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Or mine in 3?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Your birthday is Thursday.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, let's talk about your birthday. You brought it up. Yeah. What's going on about
it? I have no plans. Hate everyone
out
here.
When is it? The 18th, did you say?
Mm-hmm, it's Friday.
18th, okay.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
And I have no plans. Like, literally nothing.
Okay, well, you still have time to plan.
I know.
The main issue is that you're not finding friends here, you know? It's hard for you to find friends,
and even
right?
the people that I do hang out with, it's just like, there's times where I'm looking at them, and I'm like, why do I even like you? Like, is it because I'm lonely and I'm desperate and
Probably.
Yeah.
You're settling for something.
Like, even when I was out on Saturday, there's a few people I was looking at, and I was like, I really, at the end of the day, like, don't care if you don't text or call right. me back ever again.
Tell me something. Don't they have places where you can meet up with people like the church and stuff? But they But they have the groups for certain things like bikers, but you don't bike.
Right.
But you can find similar things.
Well, church is a great place to meet. Like, I've met a lot of people there, but the guys that I've met in church, it always starts off like, oh, finally I can have some guy friends. And then all of a sudden it slowly turns into.
Yeah. So look for female friends.
Yeah. I met one girl that was really sweet.
Yeah. You need some female friends. Not guys.
No, I don't need any more guy friends. And now I'm at that age where it's like I can't even have guy friends because you all want to pork me with your
That's
beef
what
top.
They want to. Yeah.
So I'm good with that.
In fact, yeah, boys and guys always want to do that. That's why, you know, I say that friendships between men and women, sometimes they work.
Yeah.
Sometimes they work.
Sometimes you fall in love with your best friend, depending on how long you guys have been friends. Like, right, there's been people that have been friends with their guy friend for 10 years, never
and
was
nothing.
Sexually attracted.
Right.
Nothing ever happens. And then there's people that are friends for 12 years, and then one day they're like, wow, I actually think I fucking love you. So,
right.
Or you have guy friends, and then one day they get super creepy, and then it's like, oh, the friendship is over.
Right, yeah. And it's not necessarily the guy. Sometimes the woman wants more.
Yeah,
that actually happened to me. Really?
Yeah, I was best friends with this guy in high school, then we went to the same college and we hooked up occasionally, but like zero feelings attached. Like, I never cared if he hooked up with somebody else. He always had a girlfriend. My nickname was Mistress, which is kind of fucked up, but I started having feelings for him and he got weird, and then the roles reversed and I stopped having feelings and he started having feelings and we just stopped being friends.
Yeah.
It just got awkward.
Yeah.
Wrong time, wrong place. Now he's engaged.
Yeah.
So weird. I haven't talked to him in years, but I crept on his Instagram.
Yeah. A long time ago, I was in my 20s, maybe, early 30s. No, 20s before I was married.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a female friend
and
everything that, you know, we sort of connected after we'd known each other. Or no, we knew the same people back in childhood, but we didn't know each other. And we were friends and everything, you know?
Did you guys, like, cross that line ever?
And then one day she's like, you know, can't you tell that I'm, like,
in love with you?
Yeah, whatever. Not in love, but I think she just wanted to have sex or whatever. So I told her, I said, I don't think that's a good idea, you know? I mean, you're very attractive to me and everything, but, you know. And she insisted, and I said I knew what was going to happen, and that is the friendship was over after that, you know?
Yep. That's how
it
goes.
I kind of felt kind of icky, you know?
Yeah. And not only
that. And that's funny because it's your friend. You kind of look at him like family.
Yeah. Especially when you're telling them stuff you don't like. I have one guy friend where, like, he tried one time. We both got drunk and he tried one time to hook up with me and I said no, but he was sleeping over because he was drunk. He goes, can we cuddle at least? And I said no, no cuddling, no hooking up, nothing. And ever since that, he's never asked again, but he's like literally one of my best guy friends. Like I could call him and tell him anything. He can call and tell me anything and it's not weird.
That's good. So you didn't end it because of that.
Oh, no, no, never.
You're good friends.
Yeah. We're really good friends, but I feel like if we were to ever cross that line, it would be done. Mm. It would be over. And he's just like someone that I actually like care about. So I never would want that to happen.
Right, right.
And don't you love it when like exes come up to you and they're like, can we be friends? No, motherfucker, we cannot be friends. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's impossible to be friends with an ex.
Not necessarily. I mean, but the thing is, you got to lose feelings for them first.
And I don't think I would be cool dating someone who was friends with his ex. Mm. I'm like, that's not happening. Like, she's got to go.
Really?
Yeah, not happening.
Wow.
No. You guys laid together, spent time together, had memories together. You're texting her while we're in bed. Absolutely the fuck not. No, you guys broke up for a reason. Now let it be done.
Right.
Yeah.
You want your own time.
Yeah. Like, I don't need you to be texting your ex-girlfriend on a Saturday night.
But
about,
what if they're just friends and true friends?
No.
I mean, they don't really fuck.
No, I don't care.
You don't care.
The more that, and that's even worse. If you're friends with your ex and you're not fucking, that's an emotional connection, which is even worse than fucking somebody.
But what about if it's just friendship?
No, I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I don't care. I would never, ever.
You don't care. But what I'm saying is, I don't think that's.
I think it's different for guys. I don't think guys. Well, if you were dating someone and she was had a best guy friend that was used to be her ex, that wouldn't bother you?
No.
Like if she hits you up and say, hey, no, it's Tuesday. I have drinks every Tuesday night with Derek.
Well, no, drinks is too much if you're having a relationship. But as far as like friend to talk to or whatever, you know.
Yeah, but what are they talking about?
I'd be like,
what could you guys possibly talk about?
Well, things that have nothing to do with you.
Exactly. That's the even worse part.
I don't know. But you're also talking about like immediate ex, right? I mean, I'm like friends.
No, it could be
with
an ex from like 8 years ago.
I'm still friends. I mean, we don't talk to each other that much, but with a girl that was my ex since my 20s, and you know, we disconnected and then reconnected, and then Facebook came around and stuff, so we reconnected.
You're like Facebook friends.
But we only kind of know each other, we barely talk,
right?
But
that's
sometimes
different.
We do, yeah.
That's different. I'm talking about like someone that like you were like fully invested in, were together for like over 2 years,
right?
Met the family, you met her family, she met your family, you guys got like mega history. I would have a problem with that. As far as someone that you hooked up with or dated for like a week or two or for a month, and then you guys are friends on Facebook, I wouldn't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I had a long relationship with her, but still, it's fucking 40 years ago, man.
Yeah.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
And you guys even live like remotely close to each other?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. She lives here in the valley. But we're totally platonic, and we have been.
Right.
I think she still would want to go to bed with me, but I wouldn't, you know?
Right. Why not? Like,
because there's nothing.
Nothing there?
No.
Are you at the age, though, where you care if there's something there or not?
Yeah, I do very much.
So you want to find someone to spend the rest of your life with?
No, not necessarily, but I want to have some feelings or something.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel you. It makes it so much better when there's feelings.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, you can always score just a sex only type of thing.
Right.
You know? But I've learned that it's not necessarily even good sex, you know? The first time is not necessarily the best time.
Right.
With couples, it gets better all the time because you get to know each other.
The first time could be terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you know each other, you tell each other what you like, what you want. The first time, second time, it's like a lot of performance pressure.
Right.
Both the guy and the girl, you
right.
know? And so it's not necessarily great sex, you know? So to have it just once and I mean, I got it out of my system when I was way young, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, so I'm known to go a long time. I've been known to go a long time without sex, you know. But
same.
Yeah, you know, rather than be with people you don't want to be with.
Yeah, the last two guys I've slept with it's been actually really terrible. Like it just hasn't been good.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if that's because I don't have feelings for them. Like, I feel like it's different if I actually, like, I'm interested. The last two people, I'm like, maybe I was bored, maybe I was lonely, maybe it was just, like, time was ticking and I felt like I had to, but, like, it just wasn't a good experience at all.
Yeah, huh? Wow. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. So yeah, so you find out eventually that these things don't really work out.
No.
Why am I doing it, you know?
Do you believe in soulmates? Like that you meet that one person and then you guys are like supposed to be together?
You know what I learned about soulmates is you don't even have to be romantically involved to be a soulmate.
Like my soulmate could be my sister.
Right. And they're just here to help you out right. with other things and things like that. You know,
right.
they complete you. But as far as men and women, look, they say it's funny. In Hebrew, there's a proverb that says every pot has a lid.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like that fits it. And that means that everybody's got somebody out there for them.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Now, whether you meet your soulmate in your lifetime, that's another question too.
I know, because what if your soulmate like passed away or doesn't exist or
right,
like in
or
a different
other part
country?
Of the world. Yeah, like, you don't know.
You literally don't know.
That's if you believe it. And obviously, we
I
don't
do.
Know what the fuck we're talking about.
We don't. We have no
when
proof.
When we talk about soul, yeah.
Yeah, we have no proof. Yeah. But I was just bringing that up because my roommate has been dating her boyfriend for less than 2 months. Mm-hmm. And she's moving out early to move in with him.
Already?
And they already dropped I love you.
Really?
And I'm like, that's really, really fast. And they both were like, we just knew the minute that we met each other that this is it for us.
Ah, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see, I don't think that's happened to me before. I've never been in a relationship where I was like, he's the one.
Yeah.
Like, I picture the rest of my life with him. I guess momentarily I thought about that with this one guy, Max. Uh-huh. But I think it was just like I loved the idea of the relationship as opposed to like actually him, you know?
Right, yeah.
So, but I haven't actually met someone that has taken my like honest breath away, like where I'm like excited to spend every waking moment with them.
Yeah. Well, it'll happen.
Yeah.
It'll happen. Don't be jaded.
Well, don't forget you're the psychic 30, that came on our show.
Yeah.
Said that 30 to 31 was going to be my year of love. So okay, let's see if she's full of shit or not.
Yeah. When I was 30, I had my first child. So, yeah, I think I was married at 27.
Mm-hmm.
I was married at 27, child at 30. And, yeah, so look, you're just starting your life.
Right.
Relax, okay?
Yeah, I know.
30 is a new 20,
You start to feel the pressure, though.
No, I know. But time, look, I mean, time flies, but at the same time, all you need really is a couple years and you'll connect with someone. And if you don't, do something that you want to do, you
right.
know what I mean?
Would I like to be in love? Yes, but I really would just like rather have a career right now.
Yeah.
Like, I want like a man and a best friend, because at the end of the day, like that's who you're going to grow old with, because friends come and go and then friends get married and then friends have babies. And then it's just like everyone kind of like does their own thing.
Right.
And I'm used to being by myself. So it'd be nice to have someone.
Yeah. And you want to be someone where you don't have to keep your guard up. You
yeah.
know? You
guard up totally or like have them. Or like have them disrespect me every other day. Like I just want somebody who respects me and is kind and a nice human being. Like
right.
I don't have to worry about being locked in a closet because I don't want to suck your dick on a Wednesday afternoon.
No, that's terrible. You see, that's not the way to live. Man.
Sometimes it's shit that happens to me. I'm like, no, this can't be actually happening right now. And it's actually happening. So
yeah. Right.
What can you do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
I got
man?
So many stories from my daughter whenever I have one. Like, don't you dare waste your time on men like this.
Yeah.
My mom went on her first date.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's feeling him or not.
Well, she'll find someone too.
I mean, I hope so. Like,
yeah,
like,
everybody.
Get over
someone.
My dad. It's time.
Wow. How long have they been apart?
November.
Okay, so this was the first date. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, dad.
He
my
was
dad,
probably dating already,
no,
right?
No, he's been dating.
He's
like,
been dating,
yeah. Like, no fucks given whatsoever.
Yeah.
And we're trying to tell her, like, obviously without telling her that he's doing that, but, like, just it's time to move on.
Yeah.
You need to move on because dad is not losing sleep.
Now, how long were they together?
33 years.
33 years. You see, if you look at someone like that, you go, they're soulmates, right?
Yeah, you would think.
I mean, they managed to
but
stay
but they've
that
been unhappy for like 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
so
terrible.
It's like, yeah, you've been together for 33 years, but how long were you dragging that out for?
Right.
Like, it'd be different if it was 33 years and you guys were madly in love the entire time.
Right.
But my dad's a serial cheater.
Oh.
And like,
and they were probably waiting for you guys to get older or something before, no?
Mm-hmm. I think it actually would have been easier if they split when we were younger.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. When we didn't have any say
Why,
in
did
it.
Did you have to see a lot of confrontation?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
My whole life has been, like, them arguing.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I get that you're heartbroken and you were with your the man that you thought you loved for 33 years and you wasted time. But that was a decision that you made, because as a woman, you should have been like, I'm fucking out of here. And she was a badass bitch back in the day. Like when he first cheated, we were 13 and my mom had a six pack. She got long ass hair. Like she could have gotten any man she wanted. Now you waited and dragged out a relationship that you shouldn't have ever wanted to be in till you're older. And now it's going to be harder to date.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel bad that she cries herself to sleep, but at the end of the day, I blame the way I am with men on them.
Yeah, huh?
110%.
You saw, like, the interaction between them.
Aggressive, so, and not only that, my dad treats her like shit.
Right.
And she always takes him back, and that's what I do. It's like I'm constantly allowing men to treat me like shit and be like, oh, well, it's okay, because I just don't want to be alone.
Right. You know, you have two choices, either to repeat what your parents do the exact opposite.
I know, yeah.
So you got to start thinking about this. Do you want to be in that position?
Yeah, and I don't want to be that unhappy.
Right. And that's the kind of man you attract also, because a man that respects you does not cheat.
No, yeah.
Does not cheat.
And you know what? A man loves a woman who knows her self-value. And they can tell within like 5 minutes whether or not you know your worth.
Right.
And I'm probably giving off the vibe that I don't know
but
my value.
But women feel that way too, I think.
Yeah. Like we definitely want a guy that knows that he's like the shit. Like, right. But we also don't want a douchebag.
Confident. No, but not overconfident.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not easy, man.
Like, if I ever have a man, I would like to, like, when we're, like, walking down the street hand in hand, I want to know that, like, other women are checking him out. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, bitch, that's mine. You can't have him. He's mine. You know? But sometimes it's not always about looks, because every single guy I've ever dated has been not that good looking.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to set up your... set your sights up a little higher.
Yeah, go for personality, and then they're broke. Like, they literally bring nothing to the table.
Yeah.
He's coming. He's around the corner somewhere.
Yeah.
He's on Riverside Drive.
So now, if a guy came, what are you bringing to the table?
I'm like loyal.
Right.
I've never cheated in my life. I'm just like a good person to
you're
be
honest,
with. Yeah. Like, good. I'm just like a genuinely good person to have in your corner. I mean, I don't have like a job right now. I can't bring anything financially to the table, but I'm rich.
But that's not.
I'm rich in other.
For,
yeah.
You know?
I'm rich in other means.
Like, right. It's like in what you have to offer as a human being.
Yeah. You know? And I always joke around, like when I go on first dates and stuff, I always like to say I'm crazy. But I'm crazy in the sense that every day with me will be different, because I'm not going to be the same person I was yesterday when I wake up. My moods are always going to be like erratic, but not in a bad way. I mean, it's just you're never going to be bored.
Yeah, right?
Ever.
Maybe a guy wants to be bored. I don't know.
Maybe. You just never know. But the thing is, that won't be the guy for me.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's another thing, is sometimes people are attracted to their opposites, for example.
Right.
So, you know, a shy guy will want to be with an outgoing
woman,
right?
Like someone like me, yeah.
But then what happens is then they start getting jealous because they're outgoing.
Right.
And they're talking to other people.
Right, or when you go to parties and stuff together and you're working
so
the
they
room.
Say, yeah, so mm-hmm. they say often what attracts you to a person, you end up hating them.
Yeah, like it's almost like, what is it called? Not remorse,
what, projection?
No, what word am I looking for? Resentment.
Resentment.
Yeah, it's almost like resentment. Like, I fell in love with you for this, and now I don't want to be with you because of this.
Right.
So it's like kind of like a lose-lose situation. But then if two people have the same exact personality, I would feel like they would be, like, headbutting all the time.
Well, not necessarily, because I think they would each understand the other one's outgoing. They wouldn't be jealous about it.
I think my best relationship and the happiest I've ever been in is someone who had almost like the same exact personality as me. We didn't end up working out because he was a piece of shit.
Right.
But that was like the happiest I've ever been in a relationship. Even my friends, my family, when I dated him, said I was a better, nicer person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But we are both like batshit crazy. Like he was me times 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a lunatic.
No, you don't want crazy.
Yeah,
I want
a little
crazy.
Craziness. I want like equally crazy. Like I want a little bit of a psycho.
Yeah. You got to be a little less specific in all the things you want. You won't find anybody like that.
I know. At least I'm not particular on like looks. You just have to like, I just won't date a bald guy.
Oh, you don't like bald?
No.
You like hair?
Yep. I'm not doing it. I don't want to like be looking up at you while I'm having sex with you and you have no hair.
Yeah.
I know that's fucked up, but.
No, I mean, that's a question of taste.
Yeah,
you know?
Like I just don't want to.
Some guys prefer longer hair than shorter hair, and, you know, things like that. So it depends, you know, everybody's got their their own preferences and stuff.
Right.
So now what's going on with that volcano in Hawaii?
Oh,
man?
My God. The videos are crazy.
Right.
But does anyone live on that island? I thought it was
deserted. Yeah. No, not at all. It's the big island, and there's neighborhoods that got destroyed already.
Yeah. Has anyone died?
I don't know.
Because when I was scrolling through Twitter today, people were like, oh, my God, praying for everyone in Hawaii. So I'm like, right. Did anybody get hurt?
Yeah. I don't know. Look, I mean, they're saying, let's see. They're saying their life is completely upside down now.
Yeah.
You know? It's a real thing, you know. It's not like you go sightseeing.
No.
I mean, look at those eruptions, all that lava is.
How are they getting the videos, though? Are they using drones? Because I know no one's like creeping up trying to get like a close up shot of the lava coming down the hill.
Right. Maybe. Or they have like long lenses, you know, long distance lenses. But some of them are from helicopters, too. But there's ground level ones. Maybe it is drones.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's so crazy because some of the videos that have been uploaded to like Instagram and stuff, it literally looks like the camera is just like sitting right outside of the volcano. And I'm like, okay.
I know.
Wow. Hopefully no one's putting themselves at risk for that money shot. Because then you're going to be dead.
It's amazing all the energy that's in the universe and we realize how small we are when shit like this happens, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, the videos
are still cloudy in Hawaii, too. So look at that.
Yeah.
My friend is in Hawaii right now. And she keeps uploading videos and stuff. And there hasn't been one sunny day since she's been there.
I know. That's why I didn't go.
Yeah. I was like, wow, who wants to go to Hawaii when it's not sun? Like, honestly, who wants to do that?
Exactly.
It's a waste of time and money.
I canceled the fucking trip because of it. So, yeah, they've been getting floods and rains and now
and volcanoes. So it's just it's not like a good.
Suddenly, I don't want to go to Hawaii. No.
It's not a good time for them right now, unfortunately.
How does that happen, man? I don't know.
I don't know, but it's starting to get warm on the East Coast, so.
Yeah. I'm just glad I didn't go. I'm glad I didn't go because of all
but
the
But you will go. Just not
I will
now.
Go eventually, yeah. 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 But to go there for 5 days and not enjoy the sun.
No.
Have to deal with floods, flooded roads and stuff. Who wants to do that? And luckily, I had taken travel insurance, so I got all the money back.
I kind of want to go away for Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, that's the end of this month, right? Mm-hmm. The 31st or something.
But it's crazy because like my birthday is on the 18th, which is the weekend before Memorial Day. And I remember I went to Vegas for my 24th birthday. And we just got like a regular two queen size bedroom. And we were like, oh, yeah, it's our birthday, whatever. And they moved us up to the presidential suite because it was the week before Memorial Day. So the hotel was basically wide open.
Really?
I've never in my fucking life stayed in a hotel room nicer than that.
Really?
It was like
what
a house.
What hotel was it?
Mandalay Bay.
Oh, really?
Oh,
Mandalay.
My God. Mandalay, yeah.
Yeah.
Insanity. It was like literally the size of like this entire first floor.
Wow.
It took me like 5 minutes to walk from one bedroom to the next. Yeah, it was amazing. Like, I almost wanted to just spend my whole entire vacation in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know what to do because my best friend's like, I'll fly out. But I'm like, fly out to do what?
Yeah.
Like, for that, if you're going to fly out, then let me get the fuck out of Vegas for a weekend and
out of LA.
Yeah, and like, let's go to Vegas or something.
Yeah, I'm coughing a lot today. I'm sorry.
No, you haven't really been coughing that much.
No, today I have. But because, you know, my throat gets dry. That's why I drink this all the fucking time. But
I don't know how soda helps you with the dry throat.
Oh, it does all the time.
Really? I can only drink soda if I'm nauseous and I need the bubbles.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like yesterday I was so nauseous. So I was hungover.
Yeah.
I drank a soda, which was like my first soda in like 10 years.
Wow.
I don't really like soda. Mm. If you pour that Coke on a car, it takes off the paint.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
it's
it does.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
YouTube it. You'll see videos.
Okay, but, you know, it's like all kinds of things that they do there. But if you just pour this on the car, nothing's going to happen.
The paint will come off.
It will not come off. I'll show you. I'm going to do it right now.
Your mirror.
I'll do it
just
on my
car. Just do it on your mirror because it's already coming off anyway.
Yeah, but the mirror is plastic, so I don't think, yeah.
It turns like rusty or something. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yep.
They're trying to really badmouth Diet Coke.
Not Diet Coke. I'm just saying Coke in general. Yeah, it could be any Coke.
No, I know, but I'm just saying a lot of people are saying, Diet Coke, blah, blah, blah.
Well, diet anything is worse than regular.
Well, yeah, but you don't gain weight, you know.
Hey, are bagels really bad for you?
Bagels?
Yeah.
Why?
I ate one this morning. I'm feeling a little bit guilty.
Why would they be bad for you?
Because it's like bread. All carbs with like like a bread. Huge pound of cream cheese.
Well, maybe it's fattening, but it's I don't see why it would be good for you. Yeah.
You it's know? True. I mean,
it's bread.
Yeah, I'm kind of regretting it, but it was so good.
Yeah. So, you know, at the festival yesterday, I was hoping to eat some good falafel, some whatever.
Right.
They only had like 3 food places. And each one had a line of 100 fucking people. Wow. I'm like, how the fuck am I going to eat here?
So you didn't end up eating?
No, so I didn't eat there.
Did you go to a Middle Eastern restaurant?
No, later I just went home and ate something. But it was like not before 5 o'clock. I hadn't eaten till 5.
Oh, no. Yeah. That would piss me off. The only reason I ever like to go to events is for the food or the drinks.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But how can you wait so long, you know?
Yeah. And not only that, they're probably cooking it like on a grill right in front of you, right? So 150 people is like, it's like
right,
10 minutes a person.
Forever, yeah. Right, you know?
That's wild.
It is wild. But you know what was exciting was about 6 airplanes, like single engine planes, flew over, you know, with leaving trails and stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
And they circled several times. And it was just nice to see planes with like, Star David on them going in LA skies, you
right.
know, right over the thing. And everybody was like joyful and everything. And it's cool to see the support, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's cool to see support.
That's a good way to spend your Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I didn't spend that long there, but it was fun. You know,
yeah.
It was okay. I came back all full of sand. My shoes were full of sand because it was only part grass. Part of it was just sandy, and you could see the wind was picking up the sand. It was in the air.
Oh,
I know, fuck.
And on the falafel that people were waiting in line for, so that's
yeah,
gross.
Yeah, right.
No, thank you.
Yeah, so they had a lot of things, but it's amazing that Israel has lasted 70 years, you know, and, mm-hmm. and the Jews are stronger than they've ever been. So... Yeah, it's a cause for celebration for me. Obviously, I'm biased, but America is truly the best friend that Israel has.
Right.
Israel probably may not even exist without America.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Israel has managed to lead in so many different areas, like medicine and technology
right.
and agriculture and all this shit. And it's amazing, you know what I mean? It's just unbelievable, the progress and everything that's going on there, and the fact that, you know, surrounded all by enemies. I mean, imagine, you know, dozens of Arab countries that just want you destroyed, you know, Islamic
right.
countries. It's existential threats every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have terrorists killing people. They find new ways to kill all the time. So it sucks, but to overcome all that, I think is amazing because the Jews have always been persecuted. They never really had a country, a military, anything like that. You know, always dispersed.
Right, right.
In the world, so yeah, and now that the Jews finally have a place where they can be safe, nobody's happy. You know, I mean, what the fuck? Why do people have problems with Jews? That's
yeah,
what
I don't
nobody
understand.
Can answer.
Yeah, I don't even like try to touch on that subject because I just don't understand it.
So I will tell you, it's jealousy, yeah. It's envy.
Yeah, I'm like, I
you
don't.
You know, because, I mean, look, you go to most Arab countries, they're like in the fucking Stone Age, you know? I'm not talking about like Qatar or, you know, some of these places where they're modern for the most part, but still, they have Sharia law, which is strict Islamic law where women can't do this, they can't do that. You know, men can't do this, they can't do that.
Right.
So you're surrounded by that, and then you go into this oasis in the middle of all this, a very small country, smaller than New Jersey, and they managed to thrive. You know, to thrive and be on the cutting edge of everything. A lot of the technology we have, like, that we use every day was developed there.
Right.
So there you go.
Yeah, I don't understand it. It's very bizarre to me.
Yeah. Very proud of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, we're going to wrap up a couple things. I guess Melania Trump is going to announce today her platform, which means...
Platform for what?
Yeah, well, probably like what she's going to do with her life in the next couple of years, right?
Nobody cares.
Why? I mean, look. No, you do, because people expect her to, you know? So, and it's been 16 months already since they came into office.
Wow, it seems like it's been so much longer than that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Well... But so she plans to focus her efforts on the well-being of children, but she hasn't said exactly what that is. So I guess today she's going to announce it. And that's it. Let's get out a couple minutes early because I have to prepare something in the other studio.
Okay.
So, well, thanks everybody for listening. Danny, thank you.
You're welcome.
And be hopeful and just believe that things are going to happen for you. But you got to be out there at least, if nothing
else.
Yeah,
I know. I agree.
Show up.
I know.
Yeah.
Show up and show out.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.